The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Top of the hour, I've got a very special guest. Major Deborah Ashcraft is going to be joining me. She and her husband are the majors here in Central Ohio for the Salvation Army. And she'll be telling us more about what Salvation Army is doing in our community. Don't miss that interview. That is coming up at the top of the hour. And speaking of the Salvation Army, I mentioned to you just a few times yesterday that our Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign has not officially begun yet. Not officially. But our kettle, and I mean our kettle, our virtual kettle, is up at thewordcolumbus.com. It's up, it's ringing, it's swinging, and ready for you to drop your dollars in, even though, again, it's not officially opened yet. But you can do that. And I am just thrilled. I just pulled up the site, and we're getting close to $400 in donations, and we haven't officially begun. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we could hit $1,000 today, and we haven't even officially opened the campaign? We're at $358.96. Wouldn't it be great if we could hit $1,000 today? I'm just saying, I'm going to move on. No, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it because, like I said, we haven't officially begun yet. But if you don't tell anybody, the virtual kettle is up at thewordcolumbus.com. Look for the Salvation Army tab. Listeners are already going there, and I'm just throwing it out there. It would be absolutely incredible if we could go to $1,000 today. TheWordColumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and drop your dollars in the virtual kettle. All right? I love this audience. And Salvation Army is under such severe attack. I don't believe there has ever been a time when the Christian community should stand up more and say, we stand in solidarity with what the Salvation Army has been doing for way over 100 years. All right. Again, thewordcolumbus.com, Salvation Army. Here's an update on a story out of Texas. There is a baby in Texas, 9 months old, Tinsley Lewis, who has some severe medical problems, is on life support. I don't want to sugarcoat this in any way. The baby is very, very ill, on life support. Well, according to a Texas law, hospitals can give either patients or families of patients 10 days, and they can cut life support. The hospital where this little baby has been for a long time has informed the parents, in our opinion, she has no potential to survive, and so we're gonna pull the plug. And the parents said, no, we're not ready to pull the plug on our baby. Well, according to Texas law, the family has 10 days after being notified by the hospital. Well, a judge intervened and gave the family another 10 days, so that's 20 days. Well, that time is just about up. And now the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has joined in the battle of defense, in defense of this little girl, and is asking a judge to renew a temporary restraining order until the parents can find another hospital that is willing to take this child and give aid and assistance. The law in question is the Texas Advance Directives Act. It requires hospitals to give families 10 days notice before ending life-sustaining treatment for patients suffering from a terminal illness or who doctors believe have little or no chance of survival. And listen to this. With approval from a medical or ethics committee, doctors are allowed to end treatment in these cases. I don't know about you, but I find that very frightening. A medical or ethics committee determines life or death rather than the family, rather than the parents. So anyway, I'll keep you informed on that. The Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, has gotten involved and is asking a judge to issue a temporary restraining order so the parents will have more time to find a hospital that's actually willing to treat this child. And then here is a public service warning. This is from Yahoo.com. And the warning is about porch pirates. Now, honestly, I have a hard time believing this. I really do. But according to this report, quote, porch pirates are preparing for what might be their busiest time of the year. Nearly all shoppers expect, listen to this, nearly all shoppers expect at least one package to be delivered this holiday season, and one in three will have a parcel swiped off of their porch between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Hey, I know it's a bad problem, but one in three? I know it's a problem, but I have a hard time believing it. This is according to a report from C plus R Research, whoever they are. The survey asked 2,000 consumers who have shopped online at least once within the last 12 months about their experience, blah, 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 blah. And they are anticipating, of all people who have a package delivered to their home, one in three will have a package stolen. Well, once again, I have a hard time believing it's going to be that bad. But it is a warning. Be careful of the packages you have delivered, particularly during this holiday season. If you are not going to be home, make other arrangements. A lot of people who are gone all day at work are having their packages delivered to their office or to their factory or to their place of work. If your employer is okay with that, that's not a bad idea. Continuing in this story, 1 in 3 anticipate having a package stolen. And last year, of those who had a package stolen, only 1 out of 4, 25%, got a refund. In other words, 3/4, 75% of those who had a package stolen did not get their money back. So just a word to the wise, be careful, be cautious. Isn't that sad that our culture is so evil, so wicked, so corrupt? But it is. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this headline caught my attention. New fossils suggesting snakes once had legs. Interesting. Yeah, of course, what I'm thinking about is the serpent in the book of Genesis that came and tempted Adam and Eve. It seems that the serpent had legs, because when the serpent was cursed, part of the curse was you will crawl on your belly. Well, I knew. Let me just read the story to you, and you can take it for what it's worth. A new study in the Science Advances Journal showed that at one time, snakes might have had legs. The discovery of a fossil in Argentina may be helpful in proving the Genesis story of Adam and Eve. The fossil, discovered in the Rio Negro province of Argentina, belonged to a creature called a nahash. The creature had 2 hind legs. Interesting. Does that absolutely prove anything? No, it doesn't. But I find it quite interesting. Science Advances Journal, which is a secular publication, it is not Christian, is proposing that, and of course they're explaining it from an evolutionary point of view, that at one time reptiles, snakes, actually had legs at one time. I'm just going to file that under, that's interesting. All right? Just interesting. Here is something that is not necessarily interesting, but it is sad. Headline, only 3 in 10 American adults hold positive perception of evangelicals, according to Barna Research. Here it is. 30% of adults in the United States have a positive perception of evangelicals, as Americans increasingly view the religious demographic through a political lens. All right, now I want to say something, and I want to be cautious. I want to be careful. I want to be balanced, but I want to speak truth. We who follow Christ should not hesitate to support a political candidate if that political candidate stands for biblical principles, biblical morality. We are involved in the political process, whether we like it or not, because elections have consequences that impact me, you, my family, your family. I don't believe it's wrong for a Christian to be involved in the political process. In fact, I think from a biblical point of view, we should. I really do. However, I want to issue a warning that I have issued literally hundreds of times through the years. We should never, ever become so tied to a politician or a political party that our testimony for Jesus Christ would be hindered in any way. Can I repeat that? We should never become so tied to a political party or any politician in such a way that our testimony for Jesus Christ would be hindered. We've got to be careful, folks. And I guess it's time for me to go into my my two kingdom thing that I mentioned over and over again, although not recently. Most of you understand, if you are a born-again Christian, you are a member of two distinct kingdoms. One is political and physical, the other is spiritual. Every human being is part of a physical political kingdom. Depending on the country where you are born, the government that rules over that country, you are part of that political kingdom. If you are an American, then you're a part of the United States of America as a physical political kingdom. In this physical political kingdom, we have a constitution. We have elected representatives. We have a president. We have a federal Congress. We have state and local governments, and all of that make up that political, physical kingdom, and we are a part of that. But, as I said, if you are a born-again believer, you are part of a spiritual kingdom. The Constitution is the Word of God. The divine, sovereign, omnipotent ruler is Jesus Christ. Now, if those two kingdoms ever come in conflict, and occasionally they do, not always, but if those two kingdoms come in conflict, my allegiance is always to the heavenly kingdom. Always. My first allegiance is not to the United States of America. I am a red, white, and blue, patriotic, proud American. I have an allegiance. I love to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America. I do. But my first allegiance is to Jesus Christ and his heavenly kingdom. I think it's sad that only 30% of Americans have a favorable view of evangelicals. Some of that we can't help. When you stand for righteousness, you're going to be hated. You will even be persecuted. Part of that, we just can't help. But part of it is possibly that we have become too linked to politics, and we have unlinked from the heavenly kingdom. Just something to think about.